the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name.
So it's the Country Station, FM 95, and it's an evening, Saturday night, at the Orpheum Theater with Mr. Larry Gatlin.
Who's that?
This is Eric Hansen. How are you?
I'm just Larry. I was wondering.
You're just Larry. That's the voice.
Mr. Gatlin, well, he's my 90-year-old Marine daddy. That's Mr. Gatlin.
Oh, that's Mr. Gatlin. Okay, all right. He's a service guy. That's awesome. Larry Gatlin's on the phone with us, and he plays the Orpheum Theater coming up tomorrow night. Tell us, first of all, where are you calling us from this morning?
Well, I'm in Florida. The brothers and I are at the Plant City Strawberry Festival. We've worked it many times over the last 35, 40 years. And they pay us really well, but they also give us a bunch of strawberries. And our wives always tell us, don't come back without those big strawberries. They're almost as big as your fist.
Larry,
they are great.
Larry, my wife says that when I go to Elmwood here in Illinois for the Strawberry Fest, she goes, "Bring back some
strawberry." There you go.
Bring back strawberry pizza.
Go.
Take care of your wife for sure. Larry, as soon as you said, "Who's this?" When I got on the phone with you, I recognized that voice from when I was in the back seat of the car and we were listening to country music as a kid, the Gatlin brothers, for years and years, and you're still getting together with your brothers and you haven't stopped, and I suppose you could have many times. Why do you still get on stage every night or several times a year?
Well, we retired a couple of times. We left Nashville. I didn't want to overstay our welcome. You know, things change, and as our career, we thought it had started down, and maybe it had a little bit, but it's just a matter of when we came to town, you know, it knocked somebody else off the charts.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are a lot of new kids and new groups, and they're doing well, and I'm wishing them well, but we retired on two different occasions, once because I had a little throat trouble, and then the other time, because we just didn't, we wanted to leave on our terms and not on somebody else's terms. We didn't want to be run out of town. So then a wonderful thing happened about 10 years later. We ran out of money. And so it's a wonderful thing because it got us back together singing music. We love to sing with each other. This this month actually is our 62nd year of singing music together with no real change in this group. So like I say, the bad news is we have to work, but the good news is, it's like the old boy said, the man who loves his job is always on vacation.
Larry, there's like three groups out there that can say it. The Rolling Stones are one of them, and the Gatlin Brothers are another one, staying together that long.
That's a long time. And, I think we've done it longer than the Rolling Stones, because they look older than we do. They've lived a little harder than we do.
Yeah, you slowed down in the 70s a little bit. But
a little bit.
But coming through it, take us back through. You were in a heyday of Nashville just exploding.
Well, we were very blessed. A couple of weeks ago, we were blessed to present our old friend Kenny Rogers with the Texas Medal of Arts. And a wonderful singer and a great interpreter of songs. And also my dear, dear friend Chris Christopherson.
Yeah.
As the Texas Medal of Arts. So last night on the Opera Country Classics on WSM, the show that I host there at the Ryman, we did the songs of Dottie West. We honored Dottie. And I told those people, I said, a great travesty of justice is that Dottie West isn't in the Country Music Hall of Fame. They should ought to be in there, and I write her in every year. So we've met a lot of people, wonderful people. Steve Warner was on the show last night. Jeannie Seeley and I sang a duet that Kenny and Dottie had many years ago. And we're just very blessed. We've had a great run. We work about 40 or 50 times a year together. Some small markets, you know, we can't. I'd have to go in there and charge $200 a ticket. Airplane tickets cost a lot, and buses, and salaries, and light men, and sound men. So I can't do that in some of the small theaters. But I do the solo show, and I sing Gatlin music, and we'll tell a few stories, and we just laugh and giggle and have a good time. And I enjoy doing it, and it's a little different thing, but I still sing Gatlin music. So I hope the people, I talked to Kevin yesterday, and he said, we have a few seats there that folks need to kind of fill up. So
absolutely, still plenty of seats left for Larry Gatlin at the Orpheum Theater coming up tomorrow night. You can pick them up. They start at $25, go to $40, or $25, $30, and $40 for an evening with Larry Gatlin. And it's our pleasure to have him on the phone with us this morning. Tell us this. I bet you'll get a couple of people shouting out some gospel songs. How did that come into your life? How did that come into Larry Gatlin's repertoire, gospel, as a growing up in the Gatlin household?
Well, we were always gospel singers. We were kids. We loved great Southern gospel music. And I actually was in a gospel group when I went out there and to Vegas and tried out for the Imperials. Tamara, what is Galebert famous for food? What, corn? I bet you got some corn.
You can't go wrong with corn. You cannot go wrong.
Oh, baby.
You cannot go wrong.
Wrong with sweet corn. You don't even have to cook it.
Larry, I'll tell you this. Ask the folks about the spinach bisque when you're on stage tomorrow night.
Spinach bisque.
Spinach bisque.
Okay.
Right around the corner from you there at the Orpheum Theater. After you get off stage, someone take you to the Landmark Cafe. It's wonderful.
I'm going to do it.
Yes.
If you're going to stay open a little late, I'm going to do it.
Absolutely. Larry Gatlin's on the phone with us from Florida. He will be on the Orpheum Theater stage. And Larry, let me ask you about walking. It's got to make you feel good to walk in that Ryman Auditorium stage and just to know that you're a member and yet you're part of that fabric after so many years.
Oh, it's one of the great honors of my life. Steve and Rudy, I've been members for over 40 years. It's 40 years Christmas. And like I say, if I had one song to sing, I'd sing it right there at the Ryman.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll get that old-time feel. If there's a Gatlin Brothers song you want to hear, maybe shout it out tomorrow. I got a feeling Larry's going to play it. Can't wait to see it at the Orpheum Theater. Larry, thanks for taking some time with us. Tell the brothers hello. I know you're leaving them behind for this show tomorrow, but we can't wait to see it.
Well, I'm going to get my crab cakes after a while, my strawberries after a while, and then I'm going to get spinach bisque when I get there at the, what was it?
At the Landmark Cafe.
Tell them stay open a little late. Just for LG.
All right. That's LG, Seminole, Texas boy, and coming to Galesburg, Illinois tomorrow to bring some of that flavor with them. Larry Gatlin, thanks so much for being on the air with us.
God bless. Thanks, sir. See you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just stop at the Orpheum Theater box office downtown and pick up your tickets. Get them at the door tomorrow night or go right now, galesburgorpheum.org. And you can get tickets for an evening with Larry Gatlin at the Orpheum Theater on Saturday night. Do not miss it, my friend.
I did not mean to mislead you. And I never intended the push come to shove. I love.